All right, KEXP, Where the Music Matters, Roadhouse Radio. You last heard from Hollis Brown. As I said, they covered the entire Velvet Underground Loaded album. You heard that version of Train Round the Bend. You've heard Pete Molinari for years on this show, and the UK Troubadour has just released a new LP called Philosophy, and I'm thrilled to have him here in the Roadhouse on KEXP. Pete, hello.
How you doing, man?
Great to have you here.
Good to be here, too.
How about some songs?
You want songs first?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Called You Will Be Mine.
After we leave here,
we are going to be appearing at
the tractor tonight out in Ballard.
Yep. Right.
Yep. And then tomorrow you're playing the Underwood Stables, which is a thing that I'm involved with.
That's we are.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you definitely are.
And tomorrow, we think we are.
This is Pete Molinari on KEXP.
You'll Be Mine.
Pete Molinari, all the way from London Town, right here in the Roadhouse on KEXP, You'll Be Mine, and Evangeline from the brand new record Theosophy. Pete, right. It's great to have you here.
Good to be here. I've been all the way from London through Nashville, through LA.
Via, yeah. You're on the road quite a bit. You're a traveling man.
I'm a traveling man, just like Rick Nelson said.
Made a lot of stops.
Yeah.
All over the world.
You know, I've been wanting you on the show for a long time, for years. Been playing you quite a bit, and I've never known you to come out here. Have you been to Seattle before?
I've been to Seattle. You were with me, right?
We played the Bumbershoot Festival in 2010.
We did, yeah.
Really? Where was I at then?
Where?
I don't know. Where was I?
I don't know.
Who knows? I didn't know that.
You were honeymooning or whatever, doing something.
Maybe so, yeah. Well,
you were over in England, perhaps.
You're having a real busy few days here. You got 5 gigs in 2 days in Seattle. We're keeping you very busy.
Working me hard.
Playing tonight at the Tractor. It's kind of your main show.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you're at Underwood Stables, the thing I'm doing. I'll be out there with you tomorrow. And also you were on New Day Northwest this morning.
That's right, yeah. Sprung that one on me.
Yeah.
It was like, you're on TV this morning, really? No, it's good, yeah. It was kind of, I don't know, I didn't really... Yeah, it was good. It was kind of like a...
You were very gracious. Experience. It was very nice to see you on
Ended up talking about my boots more than anything else.
You followed up that ladies' shoe segment quite well.
I didn't realize that till after, but it was kind of quite... Well, once I walked out, saw all of these shoes on the table, I thought, yeah, it's quite important. You would have loved it.
Sorry, I missed it. Can you roll a clip of the show?
Yeah.
The new record, Theosophy, it's a great record. I think it's definitely going to be a top 10 record on a lot of lists this year.
That would be good. I would like that.
Yeah. You've had quite a few records. You've got really, all your records are fantastic.
I think this
is your third or maybe fourth record. If you're counting the first Billy Childish record, it's the fourth record, right?
It's kind of full record. I've done a bunch of kind of EPs around it and stuff like that as well.
But. You recorded with, I think, a lot of various people in maybe different locations.
Yeah, I have. I recorded with Billy first in pretty much my hometown in his house.
Okay.
You know Billy, right?
I don't know him personally, but huge hero of mine. I think a lot of people who are listening to the show are going to give you some cred because Billy Childish is involved in your recordings.
I think so, especially in Seattle, it seems.
I think Billy, he has quite kind of a following and sort of a level of respect, I think, in Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, he has quite a level of respect everywhere for who knows him.
Yeah.
Especially now, he seems to be kind of doing a lot with his paintings and all of that kind of stuff.
He's an artist. I mean, he's an artist in many, many ways.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a perfect example of an artist.
How did you begin to record with him way back in 2007, I think?
I kind of knew him around town when I was a kid. It's funny because his house was just down the street, a few streets away, near an old gardens we used to walk across called the Victoria Gardens. And just I used to see him around, walking around with a girl, and just an eccentric figure. And it's kind of, I had older brothers that were really into rock and roll and all that kind of stuff, and I thought that kind of thing was past and dead and just stuff that you really see on old clips of Chuck Berry or Bo Diddley or something. And then I don't know, someone introduced me to his work. I think I had a little pamphlet of his poetry, and I was kind of also into a lot of literature, like Bukowski and all of this kind of stuff. Mm. And I ended up being the annoying school kid that was kind of knocking on his door, sitting there drinking tea and asking him a million questions. But we came to be friends, and I still see him around town when I'm there, but not as often as I would like. He's obviously very busy with what he's doing.
Yeah.
But I just ended up, I was in America, in New York, playing cafes for a while, pretty much, and then I went back to London to do some stuff, and the chap there from the label Damaged Goods said to me, saw me at a Billy gig, just playing with an acoustic guitar, and he was like, man, I want to do a record, and I was kind of really into that Alan Lomax kind of stuff, and I knew Billy could do that, and I just said to him, can you record me just like that on the tape machine?
So yeah, just great results. And then Virtual Landslide, the second record, is also on Damaged Goods, and I think Billy was involved in some of those recordings too, some of those tracks, right?
He wasn't really. Yeah. We were talking about it at the time, but then it ended up kind of me going in, Liam Watson kind of really taking over, taking control and putting a band around me, which I didn't know was going to happen at the time, but he said to me, how do you feel about me bringing a bunch of musicians in here and doing that, and it turned out to be kind of like a kind of same principle, recording live, straight to tape, with a band, you know, vocals, everything all done in one take.
And that was at Toe Rag.
With all
that analog equipment.
That's right.
Which got really quite a good sound.
Oh, brilliant sound, yeah.
Yeah.
If you know how to use it.
This is Pete Molinari is in the Roadhouse on KXP. We have another song.
Yeah, we could do another song.
How about something else from this great new record, Theosophy?
Sure. Let's do... Is this track What I Am, I Am? Would you like to hear that?
I would.
All right.
Om Sri Sai Nath, 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 Om Sri Sai Nath. Oh, let it be, let your love shine down on me, my Lord.
KEXP in the Roadhouse, What I Am, I Am, from the new album Theosophy. Great to have you here, Pete.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Should I introduce Scott?
You should. Who are these guys?
Scott from LA, right?
Hollywood.
Ben's from France, actually.
Great to have you guys. Sounds great. Pete, they're always calling...
International group.
Very much so, very much so. They're always calling you a newcomer. Have you noticed this? You've been recording since like 2007, been playing you for years on the show, and yet whenever I read something about you with via publicity or some PR thing, it's always Pete Molinari, the newcomer.
That's true, yeah.
Even on the current record.
I got this newcomer award from Mojo. Maybe they keep reading about
Yeah, I know it. That was... 2013, Mojo, the highly respected magazine, my favorite magazine, called you Newcomer of the Year last year.
Oh, really?
Based on the record Train Bound for Glory.
All right.
Was that right?
I think it was more for the virtual end slot.
Oh, it was.
Maybe I got it again, but didn't know about it.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Well, you are a bit of a newcomer, I think, to maybe people on the West Coast, at least here in the States.
I guess so, yeah. It's not like I've kind of like played out here a ton of times. I mean, I'd like to. I get a better reception. I get a good reception over there in Europe, but I don't know. I'm influenced a lot by American music, so yeah. I guess that kind of.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, clearly you're an old soul, and I can imagine you as a young kid in England, maybe looking and listening across the Atlantic to all the American influences. I can imagine that.
I was pretty lucky though too, because I grew up in a really kind of multicultural house in a way. It's kind of my father being from Alexandria in Egypt and my mother from Malta, Italian background, and you know, all of that kind of influence going on. So there was always French, Italian, Spanish music going on in my house, you know, and then obviously in an environment like Chatham in Kent, like the same place where Billy's from, it's a whole different thing again. But I was lucky to have I come from a big family, so I was very lucky to discover my older brother's record collection, and in that, obviously, I kind of like learned a lot about, you know, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, everyone you could think of, pretty much from that kind of era. And then the literature thing was kind of completely myself. I was just always, even before music, I was mad about kind of Charlie Chaplin films and mad about, as a kid, I kind of knew every Charlie Chaplin film, strangely, like in a, you know, creepy kind of way. But still do, you know, still have that kind of love for those things. And I've even worked on a play recently, which I'm really kind of pushing to show in England at some point.
I heard about that, yeah.
You heard about
well,
it?
I did.
Oh, yeah, this morning I think I said something about it. I might have said something about it, but yeah, I'm really excited. I just started for the fun of it, writing this play at the banquet table, and you know, you just send it to someone, see if it's good, and they really like it. So there's a good chance of me showing it in London and in Paris, I'm hoping.
When did you first travel over to the States? At what age were you curious enough to come over?
I first went to San Francisco because I have some family there. So I was kind of like art school, you know, and I was playing guitar and writing a few songs here and there, but I kind of hadn't made any recordings. So California was actually my first experience of America, being in San Francisco for a while. And then when I went back, I started to kind of, you know, continue a little bit of art school, and I was just going off to Paris all the time and playing in cafes. So I was literally doing that, and then decided to go to New York. So it was New York, I think, that really got me, and I got the buzz of that city, and then just kind of stuck around there for a while, playing cafes acoustically for a long time. Yeah.
You're a very visual person, I think, too, in terms of not only your music, but you know, your artwork and the imagery and the whole package of the stuff you release is very kind of carefully curated, it seems like.
Thanks. Yeah, maybe I do kind of like I do like to have that kind of creative control in a way, you know. I can work with people. I'm pretty kind of workable, but when it comes down to the actual music and the way I want to be perceived, obviously, or the way you kind of wish to be, I think if you're an artist in any way, you've got to kind of keep hold of that. Luckily, I've spent enough time around people like Billy and read enough about, you know, people when I was a kid to know the difference between, you know, people getting hold of you and having their way with you rather than you doing your own thing. So it's always where the music's concerned and where the way I look is concerned and the way I want the records to look, yeah, that's It's the same thing. I'm even having that discussion with a publisher over this thing. You know, they're kind of, you have to fight with these things, believe it or not. You know, you work with people, you have to kind of fight your way through it.
You've spent some time in Nashville and even in New Orleans. What do you like about those southern cities?
I love them. I just think I just love America mainly because of the difference to every place. You know, you come out from Nashville to somewhere like L.A. and it's just completely different. I think your phone going off there, Scott.
Yeah. This is very live.
But New Orleans is kind of like a magical place.
It's the cradle.
How did that place happen?
Well, it's a long story.
I know. I mean, I've spent enough time in France to kind of pick up on all of that influence there, but still, it's still like nowhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Nashville, I have probably more friends there than anywhere else in America, and obviously just incredible musicians and studios. And
You played Third Man just last week for the Americana thing.
I did, absolutely, yeah. There was a Nashville band and Coco from the Etz. I think she's done this session here.
Oh, right, okay.
I mentioned to you earlier.
Yeah.
She kind of guessed it with me at the Third Man thing.
Boy, Pete, I'm so glad you're here. I'm a big fan. I'm so glad you made it to the show. We should probably play one more song.
And I'd love to do
get
that,
back
to
the music. But this is a song that I've played many times, and this is a song that people actually call up and ask me what it is. And it's from...
Me. Huh? It's not me.
Someone's really trying to catch you, Scott.
Wow. Okay. But this song is called I Don't Like the Man I Am, and did you write this song, Pete? Pete's currently bending over, adjusting the guitar.
It's one of those songs I worked on with Billy.
Yeah, I thought so.
Ended up going on the next record, actually.
Right, yeah.
So it's probably meant for Walking Off the Map, you know. But I ended up doing it... Toreg, which I don't know, kind of like I'm really pleased with this new record and want to play them, but I'm just a bit tangled up here. It's one of those ones people are really kind of asking for all the time while I'm over here.
I think it's one of your best songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
This is Pete Molinari. He's very live on KEXP in Seattle. Playing the Tractor Tavern tonight.
I can't. If I could only understand the type of man that I am. But I don't believe that I can. Oh, I never drew the plan. Oh, I can't love you. I really don't think that I can. Oh, I can't love you, 'cause I don't.
Don't like the man that I am. Pete Molinari live in the Roadhouse on KEXP. The new record's called Theosophy. It's fantastic. It's a top 10 record of this year. Pete, you're going to be at the Tractor later on tonight in a few hours, and then tomorrow at the Underwood Stables with me. We'll be hanging out there, and then Sunday in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
it was great to have you here. Thank you.
It's great to be here. Really good to be here. I'd like to thank everyone from KEXP. Thanks a lot. I'll be back.
This is KEXP.